Mailbag time. Bag alert. Major bag alert. Ooh. Brought to you by, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. John, what a product. Mm-mm. What a product.
What a product. Tito Beverage, based in Austin, Texas. American made. Number one spirit in America. If this is Saturday, you're probably listening to a couple guys that had some cocktails on Friday. And then, you know, we got Saturday, kind of early wake-up call because the Niner game's at 1 o'clock, so maybe just a couple cocktails on Saturday night, and then we'll just keep on rolling. The weekend's for Tito's.
Oh, it is, John. It is a fantastic product, and John's like, "You, why is it named Tito's?" Because it's named after Tito. Tito Beverage is the man's name. Somebody said to us the other day, is that really his name? That's his name. Poured his heart and soul and 19 maxed out credit cards into the damn thing, and he screwed around and made the best vodka in the world, John, in America for sure. And it's taken over the world. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Namely, 80 proof. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Savor responsibly. Drink responsibly.
Also, DraftKings, promo code HAM. Get in the act with us. Come join the Habram and Middlecoff DraftKings League. Sign up with the code HAM.
Yep. Download the app. Promo code HAM. Do that now. Download the app. Get in our daily fantasy league.
MyBookie.ag, promo code HAM in the number one.
Yep, I like Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini this weekend against Scott Frost, a program in tatters and has the dark cloud of NCAA violations in times when you should not have been breaking the rules. Scott Frost in some trouble, guy. This isn't 1997 and Tom Osborne ain't walking through that door.
Manscaped.com, promo code HAM. Neither's Tommy Frazier.
No. You know, knocking the blood clots. Get the career. I love that guy.
Get the Lawnmower 4.0. Get the nose hair trimmer. Go check it out. Manscaped promo code HAM. 20% off and free shipping.
Do it right now. Manscaped.com. Promo code HAM.
This is the mailbag. You get in the mailbag two ways. One, you leave us a review on iTunes, and in that review, you leave us a question. Two, you go to our Facebook page. You leave a question there. We'll use a question from Facebook today. Three, some of you have Instagrammed, DM'd, or Twitter DM'd us questions. If you do that to me, I go, thanks, man. I'll try and get it in. I might have said that to some people this week. If I did, sorry, I forgot to save your question. That is the nature of not submitting the question on iTunes or Facebook. So we work some of them in, but it's just, you know, we cannot guarantee service on mailbag questions submitted via DM. I'll try.
No.
I'm not ignoring you, but I got to remember to snap it. I got to remember to go look for it. I got to remember.
Probably not happening. Nope. Uno, dos, tres. One, two, or three. He gave you three options. I was listening to some of Pardon My Take, had Fitzpatrick on. He got Rosetta Stone. He used to work on off-season projects. Like, 1 year, he's like, I'm just going to start doing my own taxes. Like, Harvard guy, a little intellectual. He's like, 1 year, I got Rosetta Stone. And then I tried to learn Spanish. And then my wife, when I was talking to the gardeners, realized I was just speaking English with a Spanish accent. She's like, what are you even doing? He's like, well, I actually don't know any Spanish.
But he's just insulting them.
Yeah, he was just always trying to, you know, get intellectually. He's intellectually curious.
Oh, smart guy, man. The hair was bold move by him with the hair.
He said his Harvard friend, his teammates from Harvard, he said probably for the last 5 years have been going to games thinking this is my last season pretty consistently. Like they pick a game a year to like, this might be it all.
Oh, the farewell game? That's funny. That's funny. All right, John, here we go. Time for the mailbag. Questions from real listeners like you. MJ Nielsen says, hey, fellas, question. Why is it when Kittle gets wide open, it's all praise to Kyle Shanahan's scheming? But when Justin Fields hits a wide open Jesse James, it's a trick play. No love for John and my guy Matt Nagy being able to scheme as well. That's true. I did mock the trick play. And to me, if he runs that play in a game that counts, I give him full credit. You run a trick play in a preseason game against second-string linebackers who barely know the blitz verbiage, I give you less credit.
But if George Kittle, let's use the example, George Kittle had made that play in a preseason game, we would have been like, oh, that's why Kittle's an all-pro type talent, right? Or if Trey Lance had made the play, we even said when Trey Lance hit his big play, which was more impressive than Justin Fields, you know, a lot of that is the play call. Like it was, he had to set his feet. He knew the read. The Fields play was even easier. To me, he gets credit for doing other stuff, but you don't get, this is NFL, like a fucking wide open pass that you throw a lollipop.
No, he's asking why didn't Nagy get the credit. He's talking about the coaching credit, not the player credit.
Oh, because I don't think you really get credit for play calls in preseason
agreed.
Games.
Yeah, agreed.
If you're right. If you do the equivalent, I don't know if that play would work, but like he hits a play in a 7-7 game in the second quarter against the Rams, he gets a lot of credit. Because
right? part of so, it in the regular season, it takes balls to call that play. In the preseason, it doesn't take guts to call that play.
No. Do you notice in the preseason, again, we've admitted we don't really watch, but one thing I think is pretty consistent is you do get a lot of coaches going for it on fourth and shorter downs that, yeah. like, on their backed up on the 40, like, they would normally kick a punt, but, like, let's get this guy a rep.
We're not game planning for your tendencies.
No, you've played these guys in practices a lot of the times, too, so you're like, I bet their linebackers are bite. Let's throw that a Y throwback.
Get that Justin Fields highlight. Next up, this is from Facebook, Alfred. Gambling question. There are a lot of great players coming back from injury this year. Who would you be willing to bet on as the comeback player of the year? Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa, Derwin James, Dak Prescott, just to name a few. Ooh, let me pull up. Do we have comeback player of the year odds on the NFL? My first pick would be Dak, John, but Dak has to actually come back from the injury before he can be the comeback player.
Sneaky been back, I think, the last couple days. I think he's been playing in 11-on-11.
Is that move the ball period?
That's a good question. Saquon, it could be. No, it's the, what's it called? What was the thing they did at Austin Powers? The mojo moment?
The mojo moment. Yeah. It's the mojo moment! Mojo!
Did you watch the third?
I didn't watch the second one. I did not watch. The only thing I watched was that, like, that 3-minute drone shot that got some play on the internet.
Pretty cool.
It was very cool. Yeah,
I haven't watched it either, but I watched the drone. I'd say McCaffrey would be in the mix if they, because we talked about Coach of the Year a couple days ago. If they were to be like 10-7 and be in the wild card mix, that would mean McCaffrey would probably be excellent. Would Sam Darnold be up for it? Like, would he be more liable to get comeback player of the year? Has he ever arrived?
And how gone was he really from what he was?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Derwin James is different than all these guys. He's missed two straight years. So it's like comeback of the comeback, right? It was all pro, and then he missed 2 years. That would be more impressive than what these other guys have done.
How about Dee Ford? Not on the list.
What's his odds?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Yeah, I would say Dee Ford probably doesn't count. I would say Derwin James. Now, what if Bosa has 15 sacks and their defense is unreal?
My number one candidate's Dak. I mean, he's the quarterback of the Cowboys. Very public injury.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone, right. The Dak injury, everyone remembers it.
Were you watching it live when it happened?
I can't say everyone remembers it and then can't not remember if everyone's watching it live.
I remember vividly watching it live and having to turn away.
Let's rank these. I go Dak. I think you're right on McCaffrey. Saquon, definitely, but it's just, are the Giants. I feel like Saquon's going to get hurt again.
You know, they're the betting favorite to win the division. Seems kind of crazy to me. You see, they fucked up at practice, and Judge made him run. They were at New England. He made him run the hill. It's like, Joe, I want to like you so bad. I actually thought you were pretty impressive on the podcast I listen. But I think you're acting. And listen, I'm not anti-old school. I would say I would, for a 35-year-old, skew to the old school with my life philosophies on a lot of things. But it does feel a little over the top when I've just watched another younger coach who's had success not really operate like that. I don't think some of it's necessary. You know, if it was funny, like, I've been hyping up this hill, we're going to do a hill run for one time or something like that.
Yeah.
That is not the way I read it. Like, they fought in practice. He brought him over the hill. The way I read it is, like, Belichick had to wait and then they used the hill. You know, I guess there's a hill in Detroit that one of the guys I follow that covers the Lions is like, they haven't used the hill since what's his name's been here, but I'm sure they'll take it down soon. It's like, you guys, you can't fucking copy everything the guy does. Now, I get they were in New England. It's not that crazy, but it's just, I don't know, man.
It's kind of weird to use somebody else's hill. It's like punishing your kid in somebody else's house. Like, if sometimes it's time to go home and send them to their room. It's like sending your kid, you're at dinner at somebody's house and your kid does something and you send them to the other kid's room because you're not at your house. So you got to go, hey, little Johnny, you got to go to guy's room for a timeout.
Do you think it's going to work?
No.
I feel like if he would have taken the Mississippi State job, I think he would have failed in college because I think he's so dead set on being this. You see, Pete Prisco wrote that Urban players are already, I guess he has a huge boom mic.
I did
mic.
See that, yeah.
It's like, what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
You can't just scream at everybody.
I don't know. As of my way, it's just when something
humans don't like to get
you,
screamed at.
When something has worked for you, it's hard for someone to recognize they don't have time to fail it their way before they adjust the way they do things. This is from Rodney L35 on this is iTunes. Been listening for a few years. Love the layback conversation, even if it's 75% Niners talk. Question for the mailbag. Does the Raiders defense dominating the Rams during practice mean much? I pride myself on being a level-headed Raider fan and wasn't sure about the roster going into the season. However, I can't help but notice the hype around Yannick, Edwards, Ruggs, Morig, and even Leatherwood. Couple that with Renfro torching Ramsey for 2 touchdowns, a big Ruggs TD, and 3 interceptions off of Stafford. This has to be the most positive I've heard reports coming out of Raiders camp my whole life. I'm 22. Anyway, thanks for the time and keep up the great work. I'd say the Derek Schaub reports coming out of camp. We were there in Napa. Those were pretty positive. I guess they weren't. Camp wasn't in Napa, but you know what I'm saying?
Camp was in Napa with Schaub.
Camp, like preseason camp was in Napa?
Yeah, for Schaub.
What do you think? Does it mean anything? He goes, well, how about this defense? And then also listed Ruggs and Leatherwood.
But I think you can list Ruggs
and Edwards.
I mean,
who was drafted spot after
Lynn?
Lynn Bowden, by the way.
I think you can list Ruggs. That's fair. I mean, he's a blue chip guy. Even Leatherwood, like coming from Alabama, that's not nothing starting in Alabama. Whether you overdrafted him by 15 spots, like he's a legitimate. He's much more ready than Colton Miller was coming out of UCLA, right? He should be much more plug and play, even if he's got some development to do. And until I watch you guys get pass rush, I can't say much. I saw this funny thing, John Gruden talking about Crosby on my Twitter timeline, that he's like, Crosby drives an orange Porsche. So he's like, he's the easiest guy to spot in the parking lot, right? His car is distinct. It's not like, you know, I'd say half the guys on an NFL team drive a black SUV between like a Suburban, Escalade, and like an Expedition, all tinted windows. They all kind of look the same. Most players, especially like older guys, you know, once you get a kid or two, that's their car. Then there are the couple guys that drive the sports cars that you just like, oh, that's guy. I remember Ellis Hobbs when I got to Philly, drove a green Lamborghini, and he just stood out. But most other guys' cars all kind of blend in, especially like guys that drive the Mercedes. They all fucking kind of look the same. Gruden was just saying, like, they love Max Crosby because he's always there. And so if Max Crosby and Yannick can be good pass rushers, then maybe you'd be okay. But I can't. Until you get pass rush, you can't be good in the NFL if you get no pass rush. And the last couple years, the Raiders have, I think statistically, they've been the worst pass rush by far. Remember, 2 years ago, they had like 15 sacks, and the next lowest team was like 30. It was outrageous, the gap. Can they get a double-digit sack guy? Because if you get a double-digit sack guy, it all kind of snowballs then, right?
Feels like an 8.5-9 might be the ceiling, but if you get two of those, 2 8.5.
Yeah, that's my point. If you just get a 10, then can you get like 4 other guys around mid-single digits, then you got a chance.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know.
Josh says, love the show, been with you guys since 95.7. So good and getting better. We agree it's getting better. Thank you. That wasn't a question. But I appreciate it. I wasn't complaining that it wasn't a question. I'm just pointing out that I included it. Next up, keep dropping the heat. Love the after game live broadcast. I couldn't agree with you guys more referencing starting Lance week one. He's just as inaccurate as Jimmy, but gives you more upside. Stop wasting the reps on Jimmy. Here's my question. Will you continue to do the after game live broadcast during the season? Keep grinding. Yes.
Yeah.
Sundays. I think that's just talking about Sunday nights.
I think the only question is, like, if they play at 10, the game's over 1:15, 1:30, are we going live at, like, 4 o'clock? Or are we going live right then at 1:30?
Or do we put something out immediately and then circle back? That's a good question. I'm inclined to say we go live after the afternoon games because those games matter to the context of everything. Right? It's like you can't go live while the Rams and Seahawks are both playing in the afternoon. You don't know what it all meant.
Yeah, I think you go live at like 4:15 to like, you know, 5:45 type deal.
Next up, this is from John Beat Me in Golf Once. It's titled The Big Lebowski. It's signed Hawk in Walnut Creek. This person, Hawk in Walnut Creek, John, I don't know, perhaps best known for being the only freshman on the 2000 Davis High baseball section championship team.
Yeah, pretty good athlete.
What do you think his career completion percentage as the quarterback at Davis High School was? Kind of a Lamar Jackson type.
I would
no
say
offense to Lamar.
Honestly, Lamar threw way more than we did back in the Blue Devil days. I mean,
I called those games. This was number seven on the field in your hearts.
Eight attempts max.
Feels high. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of wing T, John. Wing T, a lot of running. A lot of, watch Navy or Army. It's got a feel, a similar vibe. A lot of motions and people. Yeah.
That's why you went to Cal Poly, right? You had played in that offense.
Yeah, I transitioned perfectly.
This is one of our good friends, Hawk. Wow. And you did not, I just happened to see this. Big Raider fan. I've been listening to your show since back in the radio days. Your opinions even longer. We went to high school with this person. I find myself agreeing with you almost always, with one exception, your take on The Big Lebowski. Normally, I don't appreciate a movie that you have to watch more than once to like, but this is an exception. Not at the very least. You need, at the very least, to appreciate John Goodman's acting. It's incredible. There's more one-liners in that movie than any other movie I know. Give it a shot. Secondly, after the Raiders' schedule peak and knowing how good the AFC West is, do they go over 500 this year? The best bar is any bar with Tito's Diet Ginger Ale and college football on. And he means that. Once upon a time, this guy ran a website and a Twitter handle called Hawks CFB, and it was really good. He had really insightful stuff, and he just got rid of it.
Texas A&M fan.
All right, so let's address these one at a time.
What was the first question?
Big Lebowski, will you reconsider it?
Have you reconsidered it?
I have. I refused to watch it because everyone was always telling me what a great movie it was for years. I finally watched it, I think, in the pandemic, and then watched it like a... And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'd seen it once before, and I gave it like a real watch, I think is what happened. And I do think it's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe I need to rewatch it again. It is their reaction. I'm with you with Goodman, the Vietnam kind of crazy fucking vibe. And isn't Buscemi kind of their dumb friend?
Buscemi's fantastic, yes.
Yeah, the three of them in the bowling alley, I thought was elite content.
Every one of those scenes is so good.
It was the one where he gets in the limo. Maybe I need to give it a chance.
All right.
I'm with you. I went in thinking a little bit like everyone's been yelling at me to watch this, and it was kind of an FU moment. I've never watched Star Wars. Obviously, that's different, but this is a funny movie. Funny movies typically travel, right? You watch a funny movie, you can get some laughs. You ever watch Star Wars?
Yeah. I've watched a lot of Star Wars. Yeah. Raiders over under 500. Well, we know they can't go 500. We know that.
Yeah.
Over under 500. My gut instinct on them has been over. Over has been my gut instinct on them. But let's go through the schedule. Ravens, L. Steelers on the road. Should be an L. Dolphins
at
home.
I think, is Ben a little Tiger Woodsy, like going to be better in the heat too?
Yeah. Ben's arm looks good right
warmer.
Now.
Yeah.
I think you find
revenge
somehow
game?
you win at least two divisional games. But anyway, I'll give them Dolphins at home, Chargers on the road. I think they'll win a Charger game. I don't know. I'll win a Bronco game. Bears could beat them. So maybe that's three at Denver. Let's just give them that one. Say it's four. Philly at home. They might lose that, but I can't predict they're going to lose that right now. So I'll give them that five at the Giants. I'm not subscribing to the Giants, but I mean, it's a road game against the Giants. Let's just do this.
Was the Giants 10 a.m.? To me, I have
coming
a hard time just Gruden 10 a.m. game. Okay. But you're with me. I don't care. Any 10 a.m. game Raiders, I just have red flag.
The way I like to do when you go through the schedule is just give them any games that you have a question of, see what that number is, and then you work backwards from there. So I've already given them Miami, a Charger game, a Bears game, that Bronco game, and a Philly game. Was that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I'll give them the Giants game. That's six. They've won six in a row. Kansas City.
L.
Okay, the Bengals.
Win.
Give them that seven. At Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, could you see the Raiders winning six games in a row?
No. But what I'm saying is let's just give them the total. Let's just give them Dallas seven, Washington eight, Kansas City L, Cleveland L.
Dallas Thanksgiving.
Kansas City L, Cleveland L, Denver. I gave him a win before, so we'll give him an L now. At Indy L, gave him a win.
Weird
at the Chargers
is they
before.
Beat. Remember last year they kind of beat Cleveland pretty easily.
Yeah, but I'm just okay.
I know.
Well, I just gave them that was eight. So yeah. That's
my prediction. Feels 8 and 9.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause. you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men aged 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase. for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, so that's under 500.
Yeah. What would you guess in the AFC gets into the playoffs? 11 did last year. That's still pretty high, though.
But there's one more game. Minimum.
11 minimum. Like, if you tell me 11 is the number again to get the 7 seed.
They can't get there.
Yeah, I just don't think they're an 11-win team. So, like, I would say if they went 10-7, that'd be a really good year, but that probably misses the playoffs.
But if you go 10-7, it's like, okay, you finally look something like... But is that 10-7 that looks like 9-7 or 10-7 that looks like 10-6?
It's going to be fascinating. I don't know. 7-10 is going to suck. I know that. That's going to be 7-10 is going to be feel way worse than 7-9.
Yeah.
Sometimes 7-9 is like, hey, we're making some progress.
Well, 7-9 is usually like, oh, they're 7-7, or oh, you're 6-7. If you can win 3 in a row, you can make the playoffs, right?
Yeah. 7-10, you could be like. You could be at 6-10 and just win that last game. Like, God, that season sucked.
Next up, QB matchup. Guys, I'm wondering if you could break down the QB matchups for the Niners schedule and tell me who's better. For example, week 2, Jimmy's better than Jalen Hurts. Let me know how many times you pick Jimmy and then decide if it's worth starting him. By the way, y'all are the best. You earned all the success you're having. Thank you. Keep growing. Intelligent people that love football. I'm really excited to see your future. I'll just say this. Buy that stock. Stock going to the moon. Hashtag ham. Okay, John. Let's. I love when people give us like a little exercise to do. That's kind of fun.
Okay. Well, the first two games you'd give to the Niners.
And, right? And again, Jimmy, he's saying give it to the Niners with Jimmy as the starter as an exercise to determine if Jimmy should be the starter.
I would take even the question mark with Jimmy Garoppolo over Jared Goff, and I'd say this. I might know a couple people. Jalen looks pretty good, but you could not take Jalen over Jimmy.
Okay, so far we got Jimmy is 2-0, just in terms of
where
wins.
Here's where we start pivoting a little.
Okay, Jimmy and Aaron Rodgers, that's an L. Jimmy and Russell Wilson, that's an L. Jimmy and Kyler Murray, that's an L.
Yeah.
2-3. Jimmy.
Kyler, wouldn't you say, kind of thoroughly outplayed him, it feels like, in like 3 of the 4 games?
He keeps you awake if you're the defensive coordinator, if you're looking for a way to tie that, if it's a tie. Jimmy and Carson Wentz?
I'd say that's undetermined, but
I think
Carson
it could be an
solid.
L.
Yeah, could be a W too.
Okay, let's put that one aside. We're 2-3-1 right now.
Dude, the Niners. We saw probably the best of Carson Wentz last year. Remember, I guess he just made the one throw. He actually wasn't that good in that game.
Yeah,
you're right. That's. I think you can give the W to Carson. Was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league last year.
Okay, Jimmy, and the Bears. If it's Dalton, it's Jimmy. If it's Fields, might be Jimmy, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think you, out of respect, I mean, we can't. The Bears quarterback situation.
Arizona, again, it's tough, but that's an L. Yeah. LA, definitely.
Stafford,
that's
an
L. Jacksonville, you got to go Jimmy right now?
Yeah. I mean, he might get killed. He might not even be playing.
Minnesota, I think you got to go Kirk.
Yeah, Cousins been better.
Seattle again, that's another L. Cincinnati.
Coming off the major knee injury, hasn't been good. I mean, you would take
obviously
a healthy
you would take
Burrow.
I kind of feel like you'd go Burrow.
Their team's going to be so bad, though.
Well, I know. We're talking about
I know that's not the exercise, but it's hard for me to like.
Okay, we'll put that one aside.
This isn't basketball.
Atlanta.
Like, these players.
You got to go Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Tannehill. You got to go Tannehill.
You got to go Tannehill, yeah.
Houston, assuming it's not Deshaun, you got to go Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then L.A. again. So that's...
I wonder if Watson's even going to be on the sideline. That's a weird situation.
Somehow I just ended up with 18 games. 6-10
and 2. Because we did 2 quarterbacks and 1 team, I think. Probably the Bears.
Oh, no, it's... No. Anyway. I ended up at 6-10-2 is what Jimmy is. So I don't want to do the exercise again, but that's 18 games. So, yeah, you have the worst quarterback in most – in whatever. Maybe I'm off by a number, but
– but we knew that. That's
even
why
if
they
we
traded.
Gave Jimmy those other two and accept the fact that I have 18 games here, that's 8-10.
That's why they made the trade, because you can't be 8-10.
It's impossible.
I mean, ideally
– this could be 8-9. Yeah, I mean, this could be 7-10. I'm not positive which.
Well, like when you, the best case scenario is like a Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, where you feel like at worst you're like 16-1, and really the one is usually a toss up against Rodgers or Mahomes. You're like, ah, we'll just give it to them. I just think ideally you want to get to be like the 14-3 range one day. Like that's kind of what Josh Allen is, 14, you know, 12-14 range, where you're just like, okay, gives us a legit shot. If you have a top two or three guy, you're basically going in the preseason that exercise. You're going 17-0. Or 16-1 because you're playing one of the other top two or three guys. Right? Because, like, they go, Seattle plays Tampa. You know, like, Pete Carroll would be like, well, fuck, Russell can outplay Tom today. Right?
Right.
You have a chance.
Yep.
Even though you might give it to Tom.
That's just when you've got to be near on the tier.
Yeah.
Even so Tannehill on a given day could outplay somebody.
Yeah, I'd say Tannehill, for them, they feel pretty good about being, like, 11-6 in the exercise. You're like, okay, we build a good defense, a good running game. We got a chance to be a playoff team. And that's what they have been.
Yeah.
I just think when you have a Tannehill, you just have to build your team the right way, and they have a one of the all-time great fucking horses, right? Is he going to have like three straight years at, you know, 1,800, 2,000, 1,800?
And they didn't stop, right? They added Julio, too.
It's a pretty sweet – if I was still a video game guy, that'd be a pretty sweet video game team. How do you stop those three guys?
That's a good call. All right. Thanks for hanging, everybody, for the mailbag. We'll see you on Sunday.
Adios.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.